Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Continue to broadcast live from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm leaving here today, going back to Houston. One more day in Houston, then I'll be back to my regular environs next week. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for staying with me as I travel around the country on behalf of you, small business owners. And, of course, we love having our good friend Steve Forrest back on the show. Steve's a great – he's the great champion of small business. I promise you, whether you know that or not, he's your champion. He's, as you know, he's chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, the author of Freedom Manifesto, Why Free Markets Are Moral and Government Isn't. And he's a great champion of free markets. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. Appreciate all the time you give us every time we ask. And it's always a lot of fun to work with you. Talk to us, Steve, about why you've been trying to get America back on the gold standard for a long time, for as long as I can remember. And but gold has taken a hit. It's gone down at least 25% in the last few months. When people look at all that and they hear they've heard your message, how do you help them reconcile all that?
Well, gold's intrinsic value, Jim, is always a constant, or as constant as you get in this world. What you see out there is people's feeling about the future of the dollar. And starting 2 years ago, when Ben Bernanke started to gin up the printing press again, the gold price ran up substantially to over $1,900 in anticipation that this money would then flood into the economy. And some people leveraged up on that. What happened was that the Fed printed the money, gave it to the banks, and then had the banks give it back to the Fed and earn some a little bit of a quarter point of interest, easy interest money. And the money never got into the private sector. So it's like putting a massive amount of water, flood waters, into a reservoir with a shaky dam holding that water in. And the dam eventually is going to leak, but in the meantime, the Fed has printed the money and then sterilized it. So it's
bothers me. This is what I'm worried about, Steve. I wrote an article about this a year ago, that more QE is not going to help small businesses, because we're not out here on Main Street, Steve. We're not benefiting from $87 billion of new money coming into the economy. It's not helping us. If at all, very little, and I don't think it's helping us at all. But when Chairman Miller from years ago said, we're the people, the chairman of the Fed said, sometimes we have to take the punch bowl away from the party before the party's over. When they start taking that money out, when they start taking the punch bowl away, there's going to be a reaction, I fear, that's going to be bad for the economy and therefore bad for small business who never benefited from the money going in. What do you think?
Well, that's true. The banking system regulators, only now regulators even begun to ease a little bit on banks making loans to small businesses. And if a bank makes a loan to a business, it knows it has to paper it six ways to Sunday, because the regulators are going to put them through the third degree. And so until you get real ease on that, you're not going to get the kind of lending you normally get. So while lending has gone up a little bit, this is, Jim, supposedly a fourth year of a recovery. This should have been in year one, not year four.
Right. So what do you see all this? How do you see all this rolling out? When they start taking this away, they've got to take this money away, right? This money can't stay in the economy forever. The Fed has to start drawing this down. What's that going to look like?
Well, that's the thing. They don't know. They're in uncharted waters right now.
The Fed's never had this kind of a balance sheet, has it?
No, it hasn't, and it's never been a balance sheet so full with long-term treasuries and mortgage-backed securities. Usually a central bank has short-term paper, and this is the first time that's loaded itself, in effect borrowed short-term to buy long-term paper. You do that in a bank and you go broke, but the Fed's doing it
fairly
well.
What do you advise small business owners to do with regard to all this?
Try to find non-bank sources of credit. There are some out there. Guard your balance sheet zealously, and this is a tough thing. You got to get through this this shaky period, and at the same time, do long-term planning. And that's why we live in an environment you can eat well or sleep well, but not both.
Forbes.com, by the way, folks, is the website. It's an outstanding website. And, of course, the magazine and all of Steve's book. Steve, what do you see for the rest of the economy for this year quickly?
I think it's going to improve slightly, but we've got two big clouds. One is the Fed mucking up, which is always a possibility. But the other one, Jim, is the storm clouds in the Middle East and in Asia in terms of what's happening with North Korea and what's happening with Iran and Syria. It's one of those is going to blow. And
we live in interesting times, no question. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Thanks for all you do for small business.
Thank you, Jim. Take care.
See you next time. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, signing off from Cleveland, Ohio. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.